Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
So what do you do in the dark? It's a great question, right? See, for most people, darkness represents something that they're ashamed of. It represents something that they don't want other people to find out or discover. Darkness is safety and security for most people. In other words, it's where they hide. But for me, and for the people that I hang with, darkness represents something much different. Darkness is what we do when no one's watching, because it's where most of the work is done. See, with social media, we live in this world where essentially we present our best front of stage, but where most of the work happens is the backstage. It's in the darkness. It's not when we're standing on the stage with the bright lights, when we can present a perfect program or a perfect presentation. In fact, right now I'm on the trainer and I'm essentially in the darkness, the darkest part of the house where nobody goes to. You know, it's not the beautiful house that everybody sees up top. This is the dungeon. This is the place where the work is done. Now, a lot of times people ask me what my routine is, what my morning routine is. So just to be 100% authentic, I don't work out every day. If I did, I would get bored. I would get off the pattern. You see, I've been working out for over a decade now. And the reason why is because I mix it up. I probably do about four times a week, maybe three times if things get really intense that week. But what I get up on the other days in the darkness to do is to get my best work done. You see, I'm a dad of three, husband of one. A lot of you might be parents as well. And in the light of day, that's where the distractions are. In the light of day, that's where the busyness is. And many times throughout my day, I actually try to create this darkness. In other words, what I mean is isolation, insulation. That's where, as an author, coach, speaker, and now publisher, now businessman, it's the times that I retreat, the times that I go inside, the times that I go dark, where I can then create something worthy for the clients that I have the honor of serving. You see, just a few months ago, we had the Igniting Souls Conference. And I mean, it's great. It's awesome. There's energy. There's people flying in from all over parts of the world. And a lot of times people just think that happens. All that stuff happens in the light because I run to the darkness, where I go solo. Now, it doesn't mean I don't have a team. Our team is amazing. But here's the mistake that a lot of people make when they have a team. They expect the team to do the tough internal work. As a leader, that's the stuff only you can do. You cannot delegate personal improvement. You cannot delegate that growth, that closing of the blind spots that we each need to do on a regular basis. So my challenge to you today, the big question is, what are you doing in the darkness? And is it something you're proud of or something you're hiding? If it's something you're proud of, you're probably on the right path, because what you're doing is you're choosing to step out of the spotlight to grow deep. And then once you have that growth, you can step back into the spotlight. But if what you're doing in the darkness is something that you're ashamed of, it's something that you're hiding, you know what? Ask for help. Listen, some of you know my story, my struggle. I used to be addicted to self-injury as a young adult. That was darkness, true darkness. That wasn't something I was proud of. And what did I do? I had to ask for help. And as a result, now today I'm able to help other people. So wherever you are in the journey, don't judge yourself. If you're in the darkness because you're stuck, ask for help. If you're in the darkness because you're doing the deep work, get ready, because you're going to be standing in the light very soon. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.